This is Bad Attitudes.
Hello, friends and strangers, and welcome to another episode of Bad Attitudes, an uninspiring podcast about disability. I'm your host, Laura. I'm seriously asking, what is self-care? Because it can't be the same for everyone. If you're interested in supporting the podcast, be sure to check out the Ko-fi page at ko-fi.com/badattitudespod. You can subscribe to one of 7 membership tiers for special perks like bonus episodes and the opportunity to guest on an episode. Tiers start at just $2 per month, and your support helps keep the pod running. If subscribing isn't for you, you can also make one-time donations through Ko-fi, and each donation will be shouted out in a future episode. But there is no pressure to subscribe or donate. Sharing and interacting with the podcast is incredibly helpful. The best way to grow the podcast and our community is through word of mouth. So if you like this episode, be sure to share it with your friends. Leaving a rating or review on your favorite podcast platform also really helps me out. For questions, comments, or ideas, email badattitudespod@gmail.com or reach out through social media. Follow at badattitudespod on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. As always, I want to remind you that disability is not a monolith. My experience as a disabled person is going to be different from the experiences of other disabled people. I am one voice for the disabled community, but I am not the only voice. I have a friend who has gotten into Korean skincare. Her skin looks great. One day, she posted about her skincare routine, face and body. She listed all these steps, and it included getting in the shower twice. For her, it was self-care. To me, it sounded like work. She has her own chronic health issues, so I'm not exactly comparing apples to oranges here. I want to take better care of my skin, but the whole skincare world overwhelms me. Recently, I've been reading the descriptions of a lot of different skincare products, and I'm fairly certain my brain oozed out of my ears. All the different steps, no matter how good the products feel on my skin, sound not like self-care, but like work. I have other friends whose self-care is exercise. My dad is one of those people. He's been seriously working out since he was a teenager. He's not a gym bro or anything, thankfully, but he has been a runner and a weightlifter for many years. He had to take a break from running recently due to a problem with his knee, but that just means he went hard on the elliptical machine in our house. Personally, I don't see the appeal. I should exercise more, but it is something I strongly dislike. I have theories on the reason why that I'll share in a future episode. Or maybe my brain just doesn't produce endorphins properly. I belong to a business group on Facebook, and someone regularly asks, "What did you do for self-care this week?" Showering and sleeping don't count. I take umbrage with that. If you are unable to take a shower every day, for whatever reason, including physical inability, then getting the opportunity to take a shower can very much be self-care. Or if you deal with so much physical pain that getting a good night's sleep is a rarity, then a well-deserved nap is most assuredly self-care. Saying that these activities don't qualify as self-care indicates a very narrow view of the varying capabilities of the human populace. Assuming everyone has access to a daily shower or can get a full 8 hours every night is ignoring the realities for a wide swath of the population, including but not limited to the disabled community. Some of the most common activities that we think of as self-care may not be an option for disabled or chronically ill people. The reason my friend's skincare routine doesn't appeal to me is that it makes me wonder how many spoons I would use. For me, getting in the shower isn't just a matter of stepping in and out. It's more of a science than an art. If the wet to dry ratio isn't just right, I won't get the correct amount of traction and I'll slip. My hands and feet must be placed precisely to get the right lift. For clarity, I sit in the tub when I shower. So when I get out, I lift myself onto the edge of the tub, using only my own power. getting in and out of the shower takes effort from me, so the thought of doing it twice blows my mind. Maybe your idea of self-care is getting a fancy coffee drink once a week or even every day. That's completely understandable. They're tasty. But if getting out of the house is difficult because you're disabled or it would simply take more spoons than that drink is worth, that's probably not an option. For me, self-care is pretty simple, but I still have to force myself to do it. One way is going outside. I'm an indoorsy person. All my stuff is inside. But when the weather starts getting warmer, like now, and the sun is out, I do enjoy taking a few minutes to sit outside. When the temperature is warm, but not hot, and the humidity is low, and there's a cool breeze in my hair, that's the best. Especially when it's quiet outside. It calms my mind and eases my breathing. Another way I practice self-care is by taking a break from screens. I love screens. TV, computer, tablet, phone. I spend most of my day looking at one screen or another. I don't take breaks often, but when I do, I notice a real difference in the way I feel and function. All this screen time is one reason I avoid ebooks. There's nothing wrong with ebooks, but there's something about a traditional paper book. They will always be my first choice when reading. I'll read an ebook if I have to, and audiobooks are a last resort. All this to say, self-care looks different for everyone. And what works as self-care for one person might not work for someone else. A disability or chronic illness can impact what self-care looks like for someone. What we typically think of as self-care may require too much effort from someone with a disability to qualify as self-care for them. Self-care is all about filling your cup, not depleting it. One last note before I go. You might have noticed that this is episode 99, which means next week I'll be dropping the 100th episode of Bad Attitudes. I'm so excited to have reached this milestone and share it with all of you. I hope you enjoy what's coming next week. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you in episode 100.